Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Hello there, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. Do you need to learn more grammar? What about your vocabulary? Are you saying, yes, yes, yes? Well, here's what I'm going to say. No, no, no. Now, maybe you have been a student in one of my classes, and maybe you haven't. But I know this. If you follow English Unite, and you understand what we say on our page, then grammar and vocabulary is not your issue. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. That's not true. My grammar is so bad when I speak, and I can't remember any words when I'm talking to other people. Let's say that again. My grammar is so bad when I speak, and I can't remember any words when I'm talking to other people. It sounds like this is something that happens a lot when you speak. So let me tell you something really interesting. One of the jobs I used to do at the schools I worked at was placement testing interviews. This was an interview a new student would have so we could find out what their level was. First, they completed their written English test and got their result. Then they came to me for their speaking test. So, for example, one student completed their written grammar and vocabulary test, and their result was B2, upper intermediate. That's a pretty high level. But when they came to speak to me, they did not speak like an upper intermediate learner. They spoke one, two, or sometimes even three levels lower. This happens all the time. You have two English levels, your written level and your speaking level. How much do you know? And how much of what you know can you say? Almost every learner I've worked with has a lower speaking level than their written level, and you probably do too. So, why? It's because you've learned so much grammar and so much vocabulary, but you don't use it when you're speaking. It's easier to recall grammar and vocabulary when it's on a paper or a screen in front of you, and you have more time to think about it. It's more difficult when you need to use it immediately in a conversation. Developing your conversation skills takes a long time and a lot of practice. Unfortunately, you haven't had that time and practice, have you? Probably not. Because here are some other things almost every learner I've worked with says. We never spoke enough when we learned in school. My English courses focused on grammar all the time. Nobody in my country speaks English. I don't have anyone to practice with. You have said at least one of these things, Uniter, and if you haven't, then you're lucky. Too much input, not enough output. You learned a lot, and you only use a little. You don't need any more grammar and vocabulary right now. You need to unlock the grammar and vocabulary that has been sitting in the back of your head all this time. You learned it, but you never use it. Because the famous saying, use it or lose it, oh, that's true, my friend. It's very true. And you don't want to lose all of that information in your head. You want to start using it as soon as possible. But how? How can you use it if nobody you know speaks English? The internet is full of places that offer speaking clubs and partners. Social media is a beautiful thing for this. Of course, some people don't do this because it might not be a safe place. I get it. You want to practice speaking English with others in a safe place. And you want to make sure you're getting the best chance to improve your speaking so you can unlock more and more of that grammar and vocabulary that you never use. So, where can you do that? Well, luckily, Uniter, we offer that exact kind of place. A place to practice your speaking and feel more confident. A place where you can make mistakes and find out that it's 100% okay to make them. A place where you can get the support of a qualified teacher and classmates just like you who are trying to improve and feel better about their English skills. This place is called the Right Track Course, and classes start on April 10th. That's this Monday. In this course, you get live lessons twice a week so you can unlock your speaking skills and all that grammar and vocabulary you're not using. A community to learn and practice together so you feel supported and inspired. And a teacher to guide you so that you improve the most important areas of your English. If you're ready to join us, you can learn more and sign up on our Right Track website. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. That's all for today, Uniter. Did you like today's podcast? If you did, do us a huge favor and share it with a friend who is also studying English. We'd really appreciate it. And I'm sure your friend would too. Until next time, keep speaking and practicing. Bye-bye.